Welcome to the summer edition of Crosstalk, where we dig into some of our favorite Bible verses. Here's parish nurse Lisa Riviera.
Our reading today is from John 16, 33. I tell you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. To me, a favorite Bible verse is one that immediately speaks to you, one that when you read it, you say, wow, God, you really get me. For me, anyway, this is exactly how I felt when I read John 16, 33. And as I prepared this Crosstalk devotion, I realized this verse is exactly how I have always parented my kids. First, I explain how things are going to go. For example, tomorrow, girls, this is our plan for the day. Or, Mommy has found that when baking, I need to take my time and really concentrate. You get the idea. This is exactly how Jesus is preparing his disciples. I tell you these things so that in me you will have peace. I just love how Jesus is explaining himself to the disciples. It's so loving and respectful. I tell you these things, and this is why, so that in me you will have peace. When I read this, I almost always pause and sigh at the word peace. What a wonderful gift. Who would turn down peace from Jesus? I certainly won't. I feel like there's always some point in the day where the gift of God's peace is so needed. As we go on with this verse, Jesus, like a dear friend, gets real. Now, in this world, you will have trouble. Now, I'll be honest. A lot of times when I get to that part, inside I think, yeah, this world has trouble, all right. Thanks, Jesus. I already knew that. But the beautiful thing about the way Jesus is talking to his disciples is that he is being so real and honest. As a parent, when I'm real and honest with my kids, it's because I know some things are better coming from someone you love. It softens the blow a little bit. I just love the punctuation of this next line, but take heart. It's like Jesus just delivered the blow, and then he follows by exclaiming, don't worry. And why shouldn't we worry, Jesus? And then comes five very comforting words. I, not you have to, or we together will, but I, God alone, I have overcome the world. So before I go further, I need to explain. When I don't know something or understand it, I ask someone who does. Simple, right? So when I read this, have overcome, it made me stop and ask the question, how is Jesus already overcome? Because he is speaking this scripture to the disciples before his death and resurrection. So I took this question to Pastor Brian, who explained that Jesus is speaking prophetic present, that because he is God, he knows at that moment what the future will be. I think it's great that doing this devotion actually taught me something new, because prior to this, I just accepted what I already knew. Jesus died and after 3 days rose from the dead, and in doing so conquered death for all eternity. So the word have, not an empty promise here, he is stating a fact. And then overcome. Webster's dictionary defines overcome as succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. Jesus wiped away sin, the trouble in this world. I hope that you search now for your own verse of comfort. Make that your goal this week. And if searching the Bible seems a daunting task, then just start by finding a new devotion that leads you through God's Word. Let's pray about this. Holy Spirit, please speak to those praying with me now. Help them to hear God's promises through the Holy Scripture. May peace come to us now. Amen.